Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Butch Thompson is on the phone from Columbia, South Carolina. Butch, welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Fred. Thank you for having me.
Oh, very glad to have you. And you know, you share a name with a terrific jazz pianist.
Yes, sir. I had the privilege to see him play once in Charleston, South Carolina. A very elegant man, a very fine musician. It was a real treat to see him. I'm afraid I'm the other Butch Thompson.
And are you a musician?
I was a trombone player of very modest talent when I was in high school.
Uh-huh. No more trombone? Not even back in the closet somewhere?
I'm sure that it is occupying and gathering dust somewhere in an attic.
Well, Butch, no trombone in the house here. Bruce is at the piano, and he's got this little puzzler that he's put together for you. Your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer that he's imitating in this piano puzzler. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
I shall do my best, sir, but I thank you for your offer. I promise I'll ask.
Okay. Butch, here is Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. That was a pretty wild one. Butch, what are you hearing there?
I almost want to say that I heard an old song by Queen.
Really?
Ooh, really?
I do not know which one it was because I was not an authority on Queen, to be sure, but I kept hearing things like, I want to ride my bicycle and stuff like that.
You know, I kind of know what you mean. There was some of that same rhythm from that bicycle song by Freddie Mercury and Queen, but I suspect that's not what Bruce had in mind. Bruce?
No, it's not. It's not. But there are a couple of things going on in here. I can certainly understand you're hearing something that's not in there on purpose.
Okay.
All right. We try something else then.
Shall I play some of it again, perhaps?
Just a wee bit, because I didn't get a firm grasp on the composer style at all. And I got to scrub that Queen out of my head for a while.
Okay, here we go.
It has a great ragtime sound to it, but I'm just not finding the tune that I'm looking for.
If it's the tune I'm thinking of, I remember the first time I heard it, Mel Torme was singing it. It's an American classic. A lot of people have sung this one.
That's true.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
Well, you know, this dum-ba-dum is the most familiar part of it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You got it. Well, I like the spontaneity that you said that with. Let's do it. Okay.
Okay, and so we got the tune.
It's Cole Porter. Yeah.
Cole Porter tune, Let's Do It. Mm-hmm. The composer's style is something we have yet to address.
Now, this is tricky. I've never done this before. There is a hint in the piece, It's the same composer whose style it is, and it's a famous moment from another piece of his. Maybe I'll play from right before that happens.
Okay.
So it happened.
I heard the little, was that Mendelssohn?
Yes. Yes, 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 it is Mendelssohn.
The Wedding March.
The Wedding March from Midsummer Night.
That's right. It's the Wedding March from Midsummer Night's Dream. And that's the composer.
Felix Mendelssohn. Okay.
You always hide a direct quote or as close to one as you can find in there, and it's up to us to lever it back out.
Yes, that's yeah. true. Although this is one time that there are quotes from two different Mendelssohn pieces.
Uh-huh.
There's the Wedding March. But this is, believe it or not, the scherzo from the quintet in A.
Ah, that's not right at my fingertips.
Yes, yes. Now, I have to admit that it's not the most famous thing in the world, but Mendelssohn wrote some brilliant fugal expositions and things. And this Puzzler starts off with a little bit of feeling of a fugue, the way it happens in the quintet. And then the fugue is gone. But also in the quintet, Mendelssohn continually takes this bum 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 ba da 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 da, and he puts it all over the place, sometimes extremely angrily, like here. And here too. Just do da da da. Why have.
Yeah, a much more assertive sound than I usually think of as Mendelssohn. I usually think of Mendelssohn as being very lush and melodic and easy to listen to.
Yeah, light and lively, like the spring song.
Yes, well, of course, a lot of Mendelssohn is, but he ran the gamut. You know, he was a very emotional composer, and he did let loose occasionally. And in fact, even in some of the most light and charming movements, such as the quintet scherzo and the octet scherzo, which is more famous, things get wild, but very briefly.
Well, Butch, you got it. You got the tune. You got the composer. Well done.
I had help from the best.
Butch, what's your public radio station?
WLTR 91.3, the flagship station of South Carolina Educational Radio.
Butch Thompson from Columbia, South Carolina. A real pleasure to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
It was all mine, I promise.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.